Welcome back, everybody, to Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube. We've got some great video content. Our YouTube handle is at LA Rams Up. You can follow us on Instagram as well. I'm your host, Mark. Let's get to it. Have a good episode for you today. We have our look at the Rams wide receivers. Take a look at all the guys that should be returning, their contracts, what free agents the Rams might be interested in, and of course, draft prospects. And we also have our first 7-round mock draft coming up here in a second. Get through some news real quickly here. Carson Wentz released by the Commanders to make way for Sam Howell. I'll never forget that morning when I heard that the Rams had traded for the first pick in the 2016 draft, and my special assistant and I both said, "Welcome to the Los Angeles Rams, Carson Wentz." No such luck. The Rams drafted Jared Goff. And in hindsight, that probably was the correct move. But in Carson Wentz's defense, you know, that torn ACL really changed the trajectory of his career. And maybe if he had come to LA, things would have worked out better for Carson Wentz. Would the Rams be interested in Wentz as a backup? I suppose it's possible. Boy, what a turn of events that would be. Carson Wentz ends up in LA after all. Jared Goff in Detroit. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but the Rams definitely need to improve their backup quarterback situation. I think Wentz would be an improvement over what we had last year, that's for sure. Not talking about Baker Mayfield, of course. I'm talking about John Wolford and Bryce Perkins. Austin Blythe, the ex-Ram interior offensive lineman, retires. John Johnson, the Rams' former safety, signed that big contract with the Browns. He has been released. I think Johnson is still good enough to draw some attention and a pretty nice contract, probably. Probably still be out of the Rams' price range. Plus, I think they're going to roll with Justin Fuller, Quentin Lake, and Russ Yeast. Maybe try to retain Nick Scott, hopefully. I think they'll be okay at safety. So don't expect to see John Johnson in a Rams uniform next year. Rumors starting to heat up about a blockbuster trade. The Bears trying to move out of that number one spot. Don't be surprised if that's a three-team trade. There's going to be a lot of teams jockeying for position in this draft. And my guess, as I've stated before, the Colts will end up with that number one pick. Hopefully you're tracking my top 50 Ram players of all time countdown. We got to number 47 the other day. Dick Bass, the running back. Not going to give away any more here. We'll be counting down to number one right up to the NFL draft. The combine about to kick off, may have kicked off by the time you heard this. Sean McVay and Les Snead will be skipping the combine along with a few other coaches. It's becoming more and more common. They'll send some scouts, but I thought maybe it was the weather, but I think it's actually going to be warmer in Indianapolis and Los Angeles this weekend, but McVay is probably in Cabo. So let's get into this mock draft. This is my 15th. I know I'm getting carried away, but it's a lot of fun. And this is my first mock draft where I go 7 rounds using the NFL mock draft database. 7 rounds, 10 picks for the Rams, as expected. And my first pick, number 36 overall, B.J. Ojulari, the edge rusher out of LSU. The mock draft database gave me an A for that selection. And if you listen to this podcast or watch my mock drafts on the YouTube channel, you know by now I am falling in love with this guy. Not a lot to dislike. He's going to be a great presence in the locker room and very talented, extremely talented. And the more I do these mock drafts and the more video I watch of B.J. Ojulari, the more I fall in love with him. The Rams may end up needing 2 edge rushers for all we know. Not sure what's happening with Leonard Floyd, but even more reason to take B.J. Ojulari with that first pick. My second pick, 69 overall, Julius Brents, the cornerback out of Kansas State. Quarterback's another position. We may draft 2 of them. Brents is 6'3", 202. This is a guy Eric Mulder talked about when he was a guest on our show. Lance Zierlein compares him to Trumaine Johnson. Probably a lot to do with the size there. Great size and length. Could struggle against speed wide receivers. And Caillou Blue Kelly was still there. I could have taken him instead. I went with Brents, though. Flip a coin, Brents or Kelly. I think we'd be in good shape with either one. Number 136 overall, Zach Pickens, defensive lineman out of South Carolina. Got an A-plus for this one, 6'4", 305. Pickens was a five-star recruit out of Hannah High School in Anderson, South Carolina. Never quite lived up to that billing, but he's still pretty darn good. Senior season, he had 19 pressures, 3 sacks, very versatile, can play across the defensive line, has all the NFL traits to be very successful. He played in the Senior Bowl, and by the way, I passed on another Senior Bowl guy, a guy that really stood out, Carl Brooks from Bowling Green. I felt Green is a little undersized at 285, not sure how the Rams could use him to replace Greg Gaines or A'shaun Robinson, not so much. A lot of scouts think Brooks could end up playing on the edge. He'd be a big player on the edge at 285, but Pickens fits the mold of what the Rams might need if Gaines or Robinson or both of them move on. The Rams' fourth pick, number 172 overall, Trey Palmer, the wide receiver out of Nebraska. Got an A for this one as well. Great size, speed combination guy. 6'1", 193, ran a 4.38. This guy's got deep speed. He was the Louisiana State champion in the 200 meter all 4 years of high school. Now, I haven't talked about taking a wide receiver this early, but I saw Palmer there, and he's a guy I talk about in the upcoming wide receiver room analysis. That's the segment after this. And that segment, which I record at first, may have biased me towards taking Palmer, and that's what I did. Palmer's got it all. Good deep threat, tracks balls well. He's a legitimate vertical threat, but got the size too. 6'1", 193, gotta love it. And number 5, I bend to the will of many Ram fans. I took an interior offensive lineman. This is the 182nd pick overall. Nick Broeker out of Mississippi. Got an A-plus for this one. 6'4", 305. He'll hold up well in the NFL run game, I think. Not great at pulling, though. He'll need to be coached up on that, and he'll also need to be coached up a little in pass blocking. But getting him this late at the 182nd pick, a guy that could potentially compete for a starting job on that interior. And number 6, I was really happy with this one. I've passed on tight ends up till now. I've been talking and talking about how deep this draft is in tight ends. And at 189, I get Zach Kuntz, the tight end out of Old Dominion. I got a C-plus for this grade, but I don't care. Professor's wrong on this one. I think it's an A at least. Kuntz, 6'8". This is a red zone target. Really good tight end, very productive. Started his career at Penn State, remember, and then transferred to Old Dominion. This guy could be a starter in the NFL real soon. And another player I took that Eric Mulder talked about when he was a guest a couple weeks ago, the 191st pick overall, Dwayne McBride, the running back out of UAB. A-plus I got for this one, McBride. I love his size, 5'11", 215. He ran for 120 or more yards in 10 of his 11 games. We talked about him in our running back analysis last week, looked at the Rams running back room, and he will produce in any blocking scheme. Had some fumbling issues and not really a third down running back, not great in the passing game, but he's a guy that could carry the rock on first and second down, that's for sure. And the Rams' 8th pick, 211 overall, another guy I've talked about in the past. Oh, I'm going to mess up this first name. Servassier Dennis, a linebacker out of Pittsburgh. Got another A-plus for this one. And this is a Bobby Wagner draft pick. With Wagner gone, need to bolster that inside linebacker position at some point. I still don't see it as a big need, but I love Dennis. Watch some tape on him. Guy really brings it. We talked a little bit about him on our look at the Rams inside linebacker room on the Monday morning podcast. And With the ninth pick, 225 overall, I get the Rams' second cornerback, Darrell Luter Jr. out of South Alabama. Got just a B-plus for this one, 6 feet, 191, a long cornerback that's really good in press, really good hands, maybe vulnerable against speed receivers. Rams got to add to that cornerback room, and Luter is the selection. And number 10th, the 252nd pick overall, I took yet another edge rusher, but this one's a little bit different. DJ Johnson out of Oregon, 6'4", 273. They call him edge, but he is considered one of the most versatile football players in the country. Great against the run, can get to the quarterback. So he's a guy the Rams could use in a variety of ways, and they're going to need some help there potentially across that line, defensive line, and on the edge. So taking a flyer on DJ Johnson out of Oregon, got a B-plus for that one. So that's mock draft number 15, and I kind of like this one. We got the two cornerbacks. We got a really good edge rusher. We got an interior offensive lineman. We got three guys late that I really love, the tight end, Zach Kuntz, the running back, Dwayne McBride, and the linebacker out of Pittsburgh, Mr. Dennis, shall we call him. And we got defensive line and wide receiver as well. That's mock draft number 15. Can't wait for these comp picks to be officially awarded. By then, we'll be all trained up for some really serious and valuable mock drafts. We'll be back in a second with a look at the Rams' wide receiver situation. NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Download the app now and sign up with code TPPN. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA, with code TPPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details. We are taking a hard look at each of the Rams position groups. We've done the quarterbacks. We got through the running backs last week. This week, let's talk Rams wide receivers. And this is a group that seems like it's going to be pretty intact for this year, although there is a chance for a significant change. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go through this wide receiver room. Everybody's coming back. Cooper Kupp, he'll be an unrestricted free agent in 2027. He's not going anywhere. Rams need to restructure that contract, though. Cap hit ranges from $17 million to $27 million as I speak. Allen Robinson signed a three-year deal last year, a $46.5 million contract, averages $15.5 million a year. Now, most of us would agree his first year with the Rams was pretty underwhelming. It would have been nice to see a whole season's body of work with Matthew Stafford playing quarterback, because it could have gotten better. We just don't know. So I'm willing to give Allen Robinson a little bit of a pass last year, but he needs to get it going. Him and Matthew Stafford need to get it going. Van Jefferson, an unrestricted free agent after this season. He's a good piece to this wide receiver room, only a $1.7 million cap hit. He's been a solid number two or three receiver. Tutu Atwell, an unrestricted free agent in 2025, a $1.6 million cap hit. We finally got to see some hints of success with getting Tutu involved in this offense. Hopefully that'll continue. Ben Skowronek, an unrestricted free agent in 2025, a $1.1 million cap hit. And hey, if you need a guy coming off the bench as your fourth or fifth guy to make a catch when someone else gets dinged up, an able-bodied blocker in the running game, Skowronek's your guy, but he won't be making any Pro Bowls anytime soon. And then there's guys like Lance McCutcheon, J.J. Koski, Austin Trammell. In that group, McCutcheon is probably the one that has the best chance of emerging as a true NFL receiver. I think this unit is pretty much set, although they could possibly trade Allen Robinson. Of course, trading Allen Robinson also means trading that contract. That's the problem. There were apparently other teams interested in him last year when he was on the market, but none of them were willing to pay what the Rams paid. If they were to trade him, it would only be a $2.8 million dead cap hit and a cap savings of $15 million. But we wouldn't be done with him. We'd still have cap hits in 2024 and 2025. The problem is anybody going to want that contract? You're probably not going to get much in return. And what would the Rams do to replace him? I identified three free agents that I think the Rams could be interested in. I've always thought Jarvis Landry would be a good fit with this offense. Jacoby Myers is another guy, but he'll probably be demanding close to $10 million a year. And DJ Chark, another guy, kind of under the radar wide receiver, but even Chark could be demanding $8 to $10 million a year. And I don't know if the Rams can go in that deep on a wide receiver again. It's not a great draft when it comes to wide receivers, but there are some guys later on in the draft they could pounce on. One is Dante Demas out of Maryland, 6'4", 215, extremely competitive guy, really good elevating, high-pointing balls. Love that size. Rams haven't had big receivers like that. If the Rams were to trade Robinson and then at the same time find their way into the fourth round, Demas would be an option. Another guy I really like, a speedster, Trey Palmer, a 40 time of 4.38, 6'1", 193. This is a guy that offers deep speed and a lot more size than someone like Atwell. Wide receiver out of Princeton, Andre Yosivas. This is a guy that could go in the fifth round as well. Very fast, 4.29, 40 time, 6'3", 212. So his top-end speed is among the best in the draft. This is just a very fast and athletic wide receiver. Guy out of Stanford, Elijah Higgins, really known for his route running, but he's a big guy, 6'3", 228. A lot of teams will probably see him as a move tight end rather than a wide receiver. But lining up in the slot, he'd create some matchup problems for defenses. Michael Wilson, another guy out of Stanford, really shined in the Senior Bowl. 6'2", 216. Really good with the ball in his hands. Justin Shorter out of Florida. 6'4", 224. He is a beast to bring down in the open field once he gets the ball in his hands. Really good route runner. Separates really well and tracks the ball downfield really well as well. Another guy you could look for in the later rounds, sixth or seventh round, is Charlie Jones, Chuck Sizzle out of Purdue, 6 feet 188. He's kind of a possession receiver, not going to stretch the field, really competitive. And once he has the ball in his hands, he can do some damage. And he's just a natural wide receiver, great pass catcher, reliable hands. And he is also a guy that has a knack for making big plays. Super competitive. He's the type of guy that I think a team like the Rams or the Patriots would love. What do I think is going to happen with the Rams wide receiver room? Probably not a whole lot. They're going to have to trust that Allen Robinson steps up, or if they've already made a decision that he isn't, they could move him. Just got to find a trading partner. Don't expect a lot in return. Get rid of that contract and go find another free agent wide receiver, OBJ. Probably going to be too expensive as well. Or find someone in the draft they really like that can come in and contribute right away. Don't know if there's any point in drafting a wide receiver that's going to be a development guy when you can roll with Kupp, Jefferson, Atwell, Skowronek, and even Lance McCutcheon if you moved on from Allen Robinson. My guess is they're going to stand pat at wide receiver. But if McVay really likes one of these wide receivers, Trey Palmer, Elijah Higgins, Michael Wilson maybe. If he really likes one of these guys and he thinks they can come in and contribute real quickly, I could see the Rams going wide receiver in the mid to late rounds of the draft. That's that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. Visit our website at ramsup.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.
Music courtesy of the YouTube Audio Library. Tracks featuring Bar Crawl by Track Tribe, Buckeye Banzai by Vans in Japan, and Crimson Fly by Hamahama. Hama.